Hello, Radio St. Pete listeners and listeners around the world. This is Alexis Baum, otherwise known as AB of AB Sees You, the show that sees people for who they are, wherever they are, and shines a little audio spotlight on this story. And today, which happens to be my first day back in Florida after a long overseas hiatus, AB sees who?
Hey, this is Chuck Hamm.
Chuck Hamm! Thanks for letting me surprise you on radio.
Oh, you're welcome.
You are a lovely gentleman, I can tell by your laugh.
Oh, thank you.
But I've only just met you, but you're also somewhat of a mystery in Kenwood. So tell us a little about the mystery of what you take care of for Kenwood.
Well, I do all the Kenwood signs. I was involved, I think, when we did the original design, although I'm not positive how much of that I was involved in. But I've been doing them for years. And one of the reasons I want to be the one that continues to do them is I'm one of the few small shops in St. Pete or anywhere, probably.
Maybe in the world. Well,
according to my distributor, that uses high-performance vinyl.
Okay.
And we're talking something that costs twice as much, but that's all. I mean, vinyl. We're selling signs. We're not just selling vinyl. Mm. And I want it to last. This vinyl can last 8-9 years as this rating. And even in Florida, and especially in Florida, you need high-performance vinyl. So when you look around and see a vinyl sign and you say, that looks like crap because it's got cracks in it and everything else, it's not high performance.
I just learned something today.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know the what makes it high performance? Do you know how they do it?
I do. I know it's done. It's made like glass. Well, first intermediate, they call it. The intermediate vinyl is rolled out like it's a gob of plastic or vinyl. And it's rolled out, thinned out, and then they put adhesive on the back. Well, that wants to go back to its original shape. So high-performance vinyl is made like glass is made. A real glass, good glass, you know, where they float it on a top layer, and it seeks its own, that level. And it's thinner. It's not as thick as intermediate vinyl, but it won't, the sun doesn't affect it like it affects, it doesn't try to shrink like intermediate vinyl tries to shrink in the sun, go back to its original shape. And fundamentally, high-performance vinyl is already in its original shape, just like good glass is already in a sheet. Back in the old days when we made it other ways, it wasn't not nearly as good as it is now.
Now, I'm having like a vision of the historic Kenwood label, like vinyls on the signs, just like deciding to shrink one day and like what that would look like.
Yeah. You know, it would look good. And
that's what it would start
well,
to look
like. The real thing, though, anybody who's talking about vinyl sign or, you know, today, my dad hand lettered.
Okay, tell us that story.
My dad, we moved down here in 59 from Indiana, or excuse me, 57. From Indiana, my dad hand lettered beautifully, and I'll send you a picture.
Please do.
And of something I got in my own living room. Well, he hand lettered, and he's one of the best in the world ever. Now, he wasn't an artist, like he couldn't draw a picture of your house or a person without using a blow up machine, and you know,
very technical.
So there's artists that do that, and there's artists that are sign artists.
Yeah.
And my dad could letter 8-inch high letters by hand.
Wow.
Two lines, scribble in between, and it'd come out beautiful at the end. And I got in the sign business when I was in Atlanta. I was between things, and Dad says, why don't you come on down and look after Mom and I? He was 80 at the time.
Still hand lettering?
Yeah, ham signs, still lettering.
Still
over.
Ham signs. Yeah, when did ham signs become
It became, ham signs was in Indiana before we came down here.
So all the way back in the 50s?
Yeah, well, actually, my dad started in the 30s.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
And he used to letter mailboxes during the Depression.
Oh, my goodness.
For 10 cents or a dollar a box. I don't know. Crazy times, you know. And he was also the tallest man in the county at 6'2 and a half.
Good little fun fact for those historians listening.
Well, I mean, I was the tallest guy in Darn, I'm getting carried away here.
No, it's okay, all good.
Okay, 1962, I joined the Air Force.
Maybe there's some relationship between tallness and hand lettering abilities.
No, not at all. He was just, he had a great friend that lived about 10 miles from us. When we moved to Florida, he brought our boom truck down. Mm-hmm. We had a boom truck that you could raise and lower. Red Beaver was his name. And if you ever go to Indiana, you got to go to Hillsboro, Indiana, and see the sign outside of town. It's no longer Red's original sign, but they've made it again in modern times. It's Hillsboro, Indiana, the home of 600 happy people and a few old soreheads.
And he wrote that he made that sign.
He made that sign. He's in a cemetery just over the hill from my dad.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And, okay, well, that's...
No, that's a great story, though. Okay, so then you took over, you learned the trade, family business.
Well, I was not in it at the time, but Dad said, why don't you come on... I was in Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
It was between things, and Dad says, why don't you come down and go in the sign business? Sure, you can do it on a computer now. I said, I know that, Dad.
That's how I speak to my parents.
okay, so I came down and looked after Mom and Dad for several years, and did a lot of stuff around town. But a lot of it I didn't get, you know, and sometimes I was never terribly expensive.
Mm-hmm.
I worked in a small operation, but a lot of other guys, everybody else of that, even close to that, would use all this intermediate vinyl.
Mm.
So the reason I know that I'm one of the few, I'm the only small shop, or at least I was a couple of years ago, that regularly used high performance vinyl, and it was our distributor in Glance, great sign supply place. But they told me, well, you're the only guy, except there's one guy that does a lot of vehicles.
Okay.
And he uses high performance.
On vehicles as well.
The two of us are about the it.
Wow.
He's changing businesses. I'm about to buy all of his leftover stuff.
Oh, there you go. That's a good deal. So how did you get involved in Kenwood sign? How did we know
well,
you?
Well, you know, I guess probably we because I was active in downtown.
Okay.
I was at the downtown council at the Chamber of Commerce. And I ended up being the lead guy for, you know, one of those jobs you got into, you can find somebody to replace you.
Yeah, I know that.
I'm sure you do.
President of Kenwood.
Yeah. So it was that sort of deal. So I met a lot of these guys, I think, through that, all through this area. Of course, we were close by. We're right at 18th and Central.
So that's part of it, too, because we always look for collaborating with businesses that are in our local area and small businesses and stuff. So that would have been 20-30 years ago, probably.
Yeah, yeah,
something like that.
Yeah, and we came, I think we came up with the logo, although I'm not positive.
I think he was working with probably our people in our neighborhood.
Oh, yeah,
But you probably did the original ones for us when we put it together.
Yeah, I think so, and I can't remember all the details.
All right, yeah, become part of the historic mystery of Kenwood,
I'm 82, you know, so it's...
You're 82. You look good for 82,
Thank you. That's probably BS, but thank
you.
Anyway.
No, seriously, I wouldn't have guessed 82. Or you talk good for 82 for those of us listening.
Okay, thank you.
And you're still doing our vinyls. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and
you expect to do it till you go in the grave.
Absolutely.
Then we got to figure out the recipe. I don't know where we're going to go next.
I'll make sure you have a copy that you can have somebody do. But just tell them, I want high performance vinyl.
We will say that. I'm writing that now in the notes of Kenwood. We want high performance vinyl. Nothing else will do. Thank you so much for caring so much for all these signs. If anyone is walking around Kenwood or driving around Kenwood, they will see over 100 of these, somewhat about 130, I think.
A bunch.
Of these on both sides of our little finials on the top of each sign. So thanks for keeping us proud of our neighborhood.
Well, thank you.
It's a big part of who we are.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.